Well, someone who is in Nolan's age range, his age bracket, joins us now on the Ticket Hotline as it's time to visit with the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, who enjoyed a bye weekend. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Having fun. Doing good. Doing well. Having fun. Being tried.
How'd you spend your downtime
it
this
was
weekend?
A great week. It made it so much better that we won that game leading into this here bye week, and it was just a really good time. I got a little rub and tug from a place called Orchids of Ozia.
What?
And then I got my car washed, and I tackled my honey-do list that Jane gave me, and I cleaned out the gutters, got some boxes moved from the garage up to the attic. She'd been riding me about that, so I got that done. Hooked up the TV and VCR in the kids' playroom.
VCR?
Yeah, so they can watch their Looney Tunes or whatever. Been meaning to do that for months. So really got a lot of stuff done. Very happy about that.
I'm surprised you have responsibilities like that around the house.
Oh, man. Gene works me hard. Works me real hard. You know how that is, darn.
Yeah.
But I did some community service, too. I surveyed the damage to the Thomas Jefferson football field. Don't know if y'all heard about that.
Yes, that was very generous on your part.
Yes, and I pledged to donate $1 million to its glorious restoration.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
That's great, Jerry.
And the press is reporting that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Good. Of course, what the press isn't reporting is that the company doing the work is Legends Landscaping.
That's your company.
And I hear they're really good. They must be good if they're charging the Dallas Interesting School District $2 million to fix up the football field.
No, come on.
Independent school district. So you're not only getting the tax write-off, but you're getting the work on the backside.
That's right. I'm making $1 million on this deal. Donate $1 million to them with the condition they use Legends Landscaping.
There you go.
Well, it seems like a very nice gesture on your part, Jerry.
Well, thank you.
To help out.
Thank you. It does my heart good to give away some of my money and then get double it back. And my heart needed a break from football this week because I'm getting old. And, I just celebrated my 78th birthday.
That's right. With that loss to the Jets.
Right. Well, no, that was my 77th birthday.
Oh.
I just celebrated my 78th birthday last night. You know, just to be safe, I'm celebrating a little early.
That's really early. It's like 11 months early.
And then I had some little recreation, too, during my bye week. Roosevelt and I went hunting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we love doing that together. It's something that we really bond over. And we do this thing where we hire a vagrant and give them an hour's worth of survivalist training. And then turn them loose in the Trinity River bottoms with a 5-minute head start.
That's awful. You really don't do that.
Then we go after him. And the deal is if we can't trank dart him within an hour, we give him $50,000 and a year subscription to Playgirl. Been doing it for years.
Wow. Huh. I may take you up on that deal. I don't think you can catch me.
You're getting ready for All Hallows Eve, Georgie.
It's almost here.
Are you going to go as a pumpkin?
A pumpkin? No, I don't think so.
My kids are getting all fired up for Halloween. Steven is going as some character from Adventure Time. I don't know if you've seen that.
No. Isn't he like 50 years old?
And Charlotte is going as a sexy nurse.
Okay.
And Jerry Jr. is going as Rowdy. And
isn't he also like 50 years old?
That's what I'm saying. And I keep telling him why you want to wear your work uniform to Halloween. Same deal. And Gene is going as her usual.
What's that?
Put upon mother who has a box of wine in her and is ranting about immigration to anyone in the city.
Hey, okay, come on.
Now. Okay. You don't go there.
Nothing but fun. Just having fun.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, we're just having fun.
Having a little fun before we go back to that haunted house up there in New York and where we lost to the Jets. And I hope we don't lose to the Giants.
That'd be something, wouldn't it?
Daddy, can I have some of that early Halloween candy? Mama says I can have a piece.
Get out of my office. Get out of my office.
Who's that?
I don't care what you eat. That's Jerry Jr. Get out of here. Close the door, too.
Daddy, I want Halloween candy.
Well, get you some. I don't care. Why don't you have any pants on? What happened there?
I had an accident, Daddy.
Well, go find Roosevelt or go tell your mommy to put your pants on for you. Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's all right.
I got to get going here. I hear Gene yelling at me from the other room right now.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to y'all later.
We'll see you next week.
Okay. See you next week.
Shut your ass up.
He's got his hands full being a 77-year-old dad, doesn't he?
I think he'd be pretty quiet on the bye weekend, but I guess not.